Today, we celebrate the feast of an apostle, but he was not one of the original 12 apostles. Rather, he was one who was selected to take the place of Judas. Do you know his name? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and the man who was selected to fill out the number of 12 apostles after the death of Judas was Matthias, a name which in Hebrew means the gift of the Lord. Matthias was a gift chosen by the Holy Spirit. He was a gift to the early church to help her witness to the resurrection of Jesus. You can read about his selection to be an apostle in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. There, it says that the requirement for an apostle was that he be someone who knew Jesus both in life and in his risen life. Once this condition was fulfilled and two men were selected, the apostles did not rely on their own judgment in choosing the replacement. They prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then, after praying, they drew lots. St. John Chrysostom, reflecting on this, wrote, "For they did not think themselves worthy to make the choice of their own accord, and therefore they wanted some sign for their instruction." Though the mission of an apostle was very special, in a very real sense, all of us are called to share in that mission. We can be apostles today by making an offering of our lives one day at a time. Let's offer our day now, with all its prayers, works, joys, and sufferings, for the spread of the gospel, for the salvation of souls. Amen.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.